God, my light, arise, shine, for thy light has come. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 8:12 and John 9:5. But in Matthew 5:14, Jesus said, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Have you ever taken a prism or a quartz and held it up to the sparkling sunlight? Oh, what a glorious display it shines out. Each component fractured into the visible spectrum. The intrinsic glories of light are displayed. They are manifested in sweeping beauties of the rainbow. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and in him is no darkness at all. From the genesis of Scripture to its final revelation, light radiates forth. Genesis 1 verse 3, God said, let there be light. Revelation 22 verse 5, and there shall be no night there, and they shall need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. Revelation 21, 24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Oh, and the sweet psalmist lifted up his voice in glorious praise as he proclaimed forth in Psalm 119, Thy word is a light unto my feet. And in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And he reminds us that the Lord clothes himself with light as with a garment and implores, O Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. The beloved disciple also affirmed that Jesus was indeed that wonderful light, the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And he further commands us to walk in the light, as he is in the light. 1 John 1 verse 7. The Lord Jesus himself proclaims in John 8 verse 12, I am the light of the world. And then, mystery of mysteries, he entrusts this privilege to his church. And in his grace and graciousness proclaims in Matthew 5:14, Ye are the light of the world. And two verses later instructs, Let your light shine forth so that God is glorified. Oh, he reminds us that the world is in darkness and needs his illumination. And he points out that the world is in darkness, for the world is in the evil one. But then he warns us that if our light is darkness, how great is that darkness? How can this be? How can this mystery be translated into your life and into mine? Oh, it is not to be me that shines forth, nor the works of my own hands. It is to be Christ living in me, him shining through me, his light reflected by me. I am the moon to the sun, refracting to others the light of his life. I am one little spectrum, reflected and refracted from his prism. If, as a believer, I choose not to walk in his light and to return to the law, if I choose to live my Christian life in legalistic pursuits and works of self-effort, then I am part of the church that has chosen to hide its light under a bushel. And no refraction would be possible through me, as it is self working through me, and not Christ being reflected in me. Rather, he must shed his glorious pure light upon us, if we are to reflect his light and the light of the glorious gospel to others. For I must decrease and he must increase, until it is not I but Christ. Until Christ lives in me and I in him. Until he is everything and I am nothing. Let your reflected light, which is the Lord Jesus indwelling his sanctified chosen ones, let your reflected light so shine before saved and unsaved men of the world, and so reflect the beauties of the Lord, the lovely Lord Jesus Christ. Let your reflected light so shine before men that people of the world may see your good works. Oh, not the works of your own flesh or the law, which are produced through self-effort. Let your reflected light so shine before men that people of the world may see your good works, the works which came from Christ, Christ who is the light of the world, Christ who is the hope of the ages, until Christ be formed in you. Let your reflected light so shine before men that the people of the world may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen.